Simon Shin Samach Gimel, we left off in the middle of Siv Chavav. The Mechaber says that for a Mavi to have the heter of Mavi, they came out either with a lachi, 10 tefachim tall, or a kerig going across. It's only if it has a terrace Mavi, that means it has opening into it, two chatzeres, two courtyards, and each chatzer, each courtyard, has two batim, at least two batim to it. And the reason for this is that which Mr. Burr explains, that which is more makeable by Mavi than by a chatzer, that by Mavi it's going to have a lachi or a kerig, as opposed to a chatzer that needs either a pas dal tefachim or two pas and mashuin, is because since a movi is more public, it's more coming and going, it's more people, therefore you don't do over there private things as tsnuadika things, and therefore it takes less to matter. A smaller tikkun, a chatzah that's less people living there, you use it more for tsnuadika things, private things, so it needs more of a hechsher in order to close it up. So therefore, a movi that doesn't have so much going on as less than two chatzeris, or even as two chatzeris, each chatzah has less, one of the chatzeris less two batim, that's very private enough that it's more like a chatzah in that regard. As private things go on, different needs a tikkun of a chatzar, of tikkun past dalad or shnei pasim ashurin, and it's not good enough to have lechi akura of a mavi. Now, these two chatzeris could be, even if one of them has yidin living in it, one of them has goyin living in it, doesn't make a difference if a chaber says that's fine. And these two batim has to be as such that a bias is dalad amas, that's the definition of a bias, mum for bias. And the mechabes also has to be the pesach of the bias to the chatzar, and the pesach of the chatzar to the mavi has to be dalad falchim to consider the pesach. Now, the Ramal says that even if the two chatzeres are open to each other, still, since they both open separately to the Mavi, they count as two chatzeres, and each one has at least two batim in it. The Ramal says the Arishayim will argue on this, and they say no, since the two chatzeres open to each other, and you can make every chatzeres between the two of them, not involving the Mavi, it's therefore considered like one. Mishnah Berurah says that B'shem Lachrenim, since it's a Rabban, a good discussion over here, so we go with the Mekilim, and therefore even if the two chatzeres do open to each other, as long as they each have their own separate entrance to the Mavi, they count as two chatzeres. The omen to the Mavi, as long as every bias is Dal Amos, every Pesach is Dal Tfachim, and you have people living in each bias. Machaber says, Machaber Pascher, it goes where people eat, not so much where they sleep. Even if one house in the Chatzah belongs to the father, one to the son, and the son gets supported by his father, gets food from the father's house, as long as he eats in his own private house, it's good enough. As opposed to if they eat together in one house, then it's only counted as one, not as two. Now, in order to consider the Mavi, not the Chatzah, it also has to be its Arko Yosei Rachbait, the length, the depth of the Mavi is more than the width of the Mavi, whereas even the Mashu is good enough, and otherwise it's considered a chatzar. Because that's a derech of Mavi, to be arko yes arach, by more length than width. That's missing any one of these preconditions that we said, so then it only needs to like a chatzar with either pas dalad or to pas mashin or tzur sepesach, which works for everything. In fact, our case, like we said, they have to tzur sepesach when, let's say, the entrance is more than 10 amos wide, so then even for a chatzar, it doesn't help tikkun chatzar, you have to do tzur sepesach. Now, the Ramal says nowadays, we're noig, we're sacking our voice with tzur sepesach. First step is Orma Vayis to have a din of a chatzar. So, and Mishmur says, we have a batim chatzeris opening up into it like they had in the times of Chazal. So, therefore, Yizikha not going to help to come over after taking a chatzar. But moreover, we do tzuris a pesach because sometimes, as such, even a tikkun of a chatzar won't help. Sometimes even foolish mishleit stalim will be open from both ends, like above him a foolish, and then there's not a tikkun of a chatzar because it's not just the ruach aviyas, it's the ruach shlishis, it's the third and fourth sides in the tikkun. Sometimes wider more than tanamis. So because of all these factors, we just do it to a pesach, and this way we know that we have a good tikkun for our mavi slash chatzar. You put it to a pesach on the front, and then we know it is closed up.